This is Apollo Control at 95 hours, 45 minutes, ground elapsed time. Some 31 minutes away from acquisition of Apollo 16 as it starts around the front side of the moon on orbit number 12. To summarize the apparent problem with the lunar module steerable antenna, if by the time of power descent and landing the problem has not sorted itself out and the antenna is indeed out of commission. Right now it appears that the crew cannot get the antenna to rotate in the yaw movement. It will be possible for all data and voice, high bit rate data, to be relayed to Earth through the Omni antennas, starting with revolution number 13, which is the landing revolution. The 210-foot antenna in Goldstone, California, will be the prime site. And there's no apparent concern here in mission control with the potential loss of the steerable antenna. Some mention has been made of the fact that the meters that indicate antenna position sometimes fail or hang in one indication when actually the antenna is properly rotating. But over the next two revolutions, this situation should sort itself out. At any rate, loss of the antenna does not mean that the landing will be aborted. We are still in a go situation. And at next acquisition, the two spacecraft, Casper and Orion, will have been separated by or some 6 minutes prior to acquisition. 28 minutes now until acquisition of signal from Casper and Orion. At 95:48, this is Apollo Control.